The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 23. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. Before we start, I want to send out a big congratulations to our new President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Hopefully, our new leaders will bring a lot more stability and kindness for our future. But change does not come overnight, and it's not dependent on the government. It's on each of us to be kind and generous in our interactions, both inside and outside of our communities. So I want to dedicate this episode to kindness. And we kicked off the show with the Pattern Day Jigs by Dive from their album The Hebridean Sessions. Next up is TJ Hall and Jeff Kessick with Sergeant Early's Dream, Paddy Fahey's Reels from Aish. Thank you.
sun was shining through the trees. I feel the air, the coldest breeze. Now what has begun? I'm searching for the sun. Darkness came with nightfall. Just came in and took it all. So now I'm on the run, searching for the sun. When the day did first appear, the nighttime was its only fear. Now the shadow holds the gun. I'll never find the sun. Give up hope, I can't go on. Cold and lost, the light is gone. The war was fought, the night was won. I'll never find the sun.
sorrow did disappear as they welcomed Ronnie Hall. In the town hall, they all gathered to hear him play. They were hoping that their worries would be whisked away. Ronnie danced up and down the brought to a smile. Laughter could be heard from miles as they rejoiced with Ronnie Hall. And the whole town was singing the songs of Ronnie Hall. And the whole town was singing the songs of Ronnie Hall. And the whole town was singing the songs of Ronnie doesn't feel the same. All that's left are the echoes of his distant refrains. But even though they are miles apart, the music still rings true in their hearts, and the song that they sing each night helps the villagers to unite. And until they meet again,
after Hall and Keswick came Andrew McManus with Searching for the Sun from Days of Wonder, then Dylan Foley with Bride's Favorite, Leitrim's Fancy, and Gallagher's Frolics from Deliriously Happy, and finally Ronnie Hall by Tally Moore from their album One Foot Across the Ocean. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Nan Griffin emailed, "Hi, I see your other podcasts on there and your music too, and I was wondering if your podcast, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, will show up on Spotify anytime soon. Please advise and thanks." Thank you, Nan, for asking once again. The Spotify, it is not going to be on. Spotify does not want music podcasts like this on it. They want to be able to pay royalties to the artists directly, and this sort of podcast just doesn't work well for that. That said, the Pub Songs podcast works great for it because it's more of me singing some songs with one or two features of independent musicians. So that works actually much better for that. Georgie Grigorev asked the same question. I told him the same answer I told Nan. He replied, "Oh, dang, it's a terrible decision from their side. Thanks for the podcast. Anyway, my favorite one, and not like, oh, I don't know, they are all great, but truly, honestly, the most loved podcast." Thank you, Georgie. I really deeply appreciate that. Teddy Zeitlin emailed, "I just found your podcast. I am in the USA in my 70s. I always loved folk music. I always found the sound of Irish music to be so comforting, so down to earth. I was in Dublin a couple years ago and loved it. Ireland is one of the places I hope to be able to visit again. COVID-19, go away. A couple of years ago, while taking my then 8-year-old granddaughter to Hebrew school, I put on a local Irish music show in the car. She loved the music. Glad I was able to pass that on to her. She plays violin. Hopefully, one day the fiddle. I'm right there with you, Teddy. One day we will get out of this. My wife just had her second vaccine, so I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to get mine, and maybe that Celtic invasion of Scotland this summer will happen. We shall see. L. Jean Brewer replied to the Celtic Music Magazine, "Yes, I did retrieve the free tracks and have installed them into my library, which continues to grow. Thank you very much. A few of my favorite bands and artists that I know names for are Sláinte, out of Seattle. I believe they have broken up. Celtic Fiddle Festival. Kevin Burke is tremendous on the fiddle. The Chieftains and Altman. There's a lot of artists I like, but I don't know or recall exactly their names. Right now, I'm living in a small SoCal desert town, and there is no Celtic music scene here, to my knowledge. This is why I stream a lot of music. I'm retired, so my entertainment funds are limited, so I look for the most for the least. Some people call it cheap. I call it frugal. However, I'll be getting this bumper sticker offer to help out the cause. My heritage is Irish. Usury from County Cork, English, German, and Cherokee Indian. My internet is flaky and sometimes really slow, like last night. Had trouble streaming the podcast. Looking into getting a better ISP." Thanks so much, Gene. Of course, when you do sign up to the Celtic Music Magazine, you can get some free MP3s. But it's always interesting to see how people find the podcast and why. So I really appreciate it. I think back to when I first started listening to Celtic music, and there was a couple Celtic music shows when I was living in Austin. And the timing was never good for me. So one of the things I love about having a podcast is it's not about the timing. You listen to it when you want to. And obviously, it's free, just like those radio programs. But of course, the show is supported by you. So if there's something you want to get, like a bumper sticker, or there's also t-shirts and pint glasses and other things, then head on over to my store at magerecords.com. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Colleen Rainey and Colm McCarthy with Bound for Caledonia from their album Quan.
Passage dear to Caledonia. Oh, said the lassie, better far than me, and it causes me to weep for Caledonia. So the captain away to the sailor he has gone. He's taken him by the neck, and he's overboard and thrown, saying, take this cup of water, though the liquor be but small, and drink your lassie's health to Caledonia. Until they reach the land that they all love the best. For the winds they did beat and the seas they did roar, and they've all arrived safe in Caledonia. And they had not been there but three quarters of a year, when in fine silks and satins he's made for her to wear. When in fine silks and satins he's made for her to go. Now she's the captain's wife. Thank you.
Farewell, my lovely darling, a thousand times adieu. We'll sail goodbye to the holy ground and the girls we all love true. We will sail the salt seas over and then return to shore. But still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are, but now the storm is coming. I see it rising soon, for the night is dark and dreary. You can scarcely see the moon, and the good old ship is a-tossing about, and the rigging is all torn. But still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are, but now the storm is over and we are safe on shore. We will go into a public house to the girls we all adore, and we'll drink strong ale and porter, and we'll make the rafters roar. And when our money is all spent, we'll go to sea once more. Fine girl you times adieu. We'll sail goodbye to the holy ground and the girls we all love true. We will sail the salt seas over and then return to shore. But still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more.
How pleasant in winter is to sit by the hob, whilst listening to the hosanna barks of the dog, or in summer to wander the wide valley through, or to pluck the wild flowers in the May morning dew. Oh, summer is coming, oh, summer is here. With the leaves all so green and
I'd be with the old folks who are now dead and gone. And likewise, my brothers, young Michael and John, as they tramped through the heather, the wild hare to pursue. The house we were reared in is but a stone on a stone. And all around the garden with weeds is all grown. And all the kind neighbors that ever the wild rose, they are withered in the May morning dew. I went to the high hills to view all around.
Daily shanty, I heard the boys within dancing Spanish hornpipe to Driscoll's violin. Heard the sea boot shaking the rough planks of the floor, but I was going westward, I hadn't heart for more. There were gray stone houses, the night wind blowing keen, hillsides pale with moonlights, the young corn springing green. The hot nooks lit and kindly with dear friends good to see. But I was going westward, the ship awaited me. All down the windy village, the noise rang in my ears. Old sea boots stamping, it brought the bitter tears. The old tune piped and quivered, the lilts came clear and strong. But I was going westward, I couldn't join the song. There were gray stone houses, the night wind blowing keen. Hillsides pale with moonlight, the young corn springing green. The hearth nook lit and kindly, with dear friends good to see. But I was going westward, the ship awaited me. Lit and kindly with dear friends good to see. But I was going westward, the ship awaited me. There were gray stone houses, the night wind blowing keen. Hillsides pale with moonlight, the young corn springing green. The hearth looks lit and kindly, with dear friends good to see. But I was going westward, the ship awaited me. Yeah, I was going westward, and the ship awaited me.
After Rainey and McCarthy came Andrew Finn McGill with Polkas from Drive and Lift, then Jesse Ferguson with The Holy Ground from Sailor Songs. Very appropriate timing considering the sea shanty buzz that is going on right now. I don't know if you've seen that on TikTok. I don't follow it. I keep hearing people talk about it. I'm like, yeah, I've done some sea shanties, but it's not my strong suit. But Jesse, good job for you. Perfect timing. Then King Catherine Rose with May Morning Dew from her album Origins. And finally, Dave Howard Coons with The Immigrant from Sea Fever. Hey, do you want to get on the podcast? If you have music and you would like to be played on the show, it's really easy to do. Complete the permission form at 4kelts.com. That's the number 4kelts.com. If you have a favorite artist who you think should be featured, email them. Ask them to submit, and I can't wait to share their music on this show. Big thanks to the patrons of the podcast because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. I think we're about 15 patrons away from the next 2-hour instrumental Celtic music special. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. A super special thanks to our newest patrons, Terry KM, Keith S, Karen K, Eric F, Connie M, Margaret D, Derek Byrne, and as well as our longtime Celtic legend, Ryan P. Gajeris. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. And you can travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Learn more about the Celtic Invasion of Scotland at CelticInvasion.com. Next up, we have Deirdre Graham from her album Oranta. This is Moir na Cuaird.
Kamala talindu wadam heen, eri hadano, eri hadano, manahokana has the ood fat kriknan sheet, eri de de, yaho de ho he hadano. Nina Hachik Mohovil, Edi Hadano, Edi Hadano, Hanin Chigam, few and me at Mohoas, though ye, Edi, Edi, Yaho, the Hogi, Hadano, Noriba, Hadaduk, me good, me good, Ramna came, Edi Hadano, Edi Hadano. Shahnadi bulat modern rohit, Edi hadano, Edi hadano, Kabush mim bliyanana ianan speed, Edi di yoho da hohi hadano. Bottom break, Edi Hadano, Edi Hadano, Billy Kuadam Samar Alish Nach, Billiard Gombre, Edi, Yaho, the Hoki Hadano, good old in a bum past the four as the morning, Edi Hadano, Edi Hadano, Queen of Inch, the wind, Edi Madden, Edi, Yaho, the Hoki Hadano. I'm
On a new
After Deirdre Graham came Lorcan MacMathuna with Anruv Anrive Tu Ar An Kerik. That's from his album Anvutis and the Meaning of Life. Then came Follow the Crows with Tide Turns. That's from a single. Then Tam Lin and Johnny Goes to France from Wake Fire. That was from their album To a Distant Shore. And finally, Scythian with The Bruce from their brand new album Roots and Stones. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share it with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share the music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on streaming, and see their shows and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Every week, you can get Celtic music news in your inbox. It's the Celtic Music Magazine. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And of course, vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best Celtic songs and artists each year. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands in the episode as you like. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2021. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you, too, are filled with grace and kindness, and have a wonderful week. We're going to finish up with Shuvail from the album Shuvail. I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Kilt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.